Can you connect? The grace of prayer and supplication is here. Can you connect? Paka tepa keta keta peka. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Shapeka tepaka tepaka. Join the stream. Kai. Palata keta paka tepa. Palata paka taka paka taka taka. You are a battle axe, a weapons of war. You are my battle axe, says the Lord. You are my battle axe. You're my battle axe. Ambatata betateba, pelata bakata bakata, balata bakata bakata bakata, palata bakata bakata kalebode, palata bakata likata, ekata bakata kata. We are here to be sharpened. We are here to be sharpened as the battle axe. Fire! We are here to be sharpened by the Holy Ghost. Allah, bate, bata, bata, takato. I have made you a new sharp threshing instrument. We thresh the mountains and beat them small. We thresh the mountains in this nation. We thresh the mountains in your family. We thresh the mountains in your territory. Kai. I am your battle axe. Valley. Allah koto kuata. Parate kapelata beato. Parata kapakata kapao. Parata pakata pakata kata kato. Pelata basha kata kapakata. Lord, tonight, make me that batuaka that you will send me to my family, that you will send me to my territory. Make me that man, make me that woman. Jesus is in the business of making men. Through battle, you are not praying the way you should pray. Trust the Holy Spirit. Trust the Holy Spirit. It will make you. Pray more. Trust the Holy Spirit. It's not by power. It's not by might. But by my spirit. Trust the Holy Spirit as we pray more. Because the Lord is making us a bakatada, is true representative, bakatada, is true witness, a bakatada, balata bakataka balada, balada bakatada, balada badabada bodia. These are my true witness, these are my lamps, a bakataka badabodia, batata bashatakata. Shaya. Pala da 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 da. Pala Release yourself in the spirit. Release yourself and pray. There's so much grace. I'm telling you, so much grace in this house. So much grace. So much grace. Aya! Release yourself. It's a train. It's a moving train. It's a moving train. Join yourself to that train. It's a moving train. It's a moving train. Aya! There's a place of equipment. There's a place of instruments. There's a place where you equip you. Aya! Kapatata. We prepare you for the battle. Hey. Hey, hey, thou at my battlewax, thou at my battlewax. God is calling you. You are my battlewax. In that family, you are my battlewax. In that community, you are my battlewax. In that school, you are my battlewax. In that territory, you are my battlewax. In that church, you are my battlewax. Ah, koto kukwa, elendo, akudikwate, oluande kopata. You are my battlewax. The weapon, the weapon, the weapon of war. With you, I will destroy in pieces. With you, I break in pieces. The horse and his riders. With you, I break in pieces. Men and women. With you, die, die. Lord, find me, is there with you? You know what? Bible says with God, all things are possible. It's not saying God alone, it's saying with God, me plus God. Ah, me plus God, with God, with God. Oh, hey, Shayalotwa. Kaya la kata 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 kata. With you, will you allow God in your space? He said, with you, I destroy, I break in pieces, chariots and the riders. With you, I destroy witchcraft manipulation. With you, I destroy a gothic fortress. With you, ah, Palendo. Ato, alianto, akotokuata, apalakuta katakata. With you, pataka bakatakala, palakatakatabo. There was a meeting in heaven, and God was asking, who will go for us? Go, who will go for us? As I was there, the God was still looking for who will go for us. Maybe God has been searching with a searchlight of heaven, beaming to our family. Who will we send to destroy that fortress? Who do we send? May you have been there, coming to contact, contact in, contact out. The God did not find any man, any woman to use in that house. Can you pray and say, Lord, I am available. Who do we send? Who do we send? Heaven is calling. Who do we send? In Ikito's family, who do we send? Ah! Batwax. Shatata. Enough is enough for the forces of darkness that been having way all day, all long, all years, that been killing at will. They kill every year, every 2 years, somebody must die. They must keep killing. Oh, because no man has arisen. Kaya, Pepa, Tekata, with God, with you, with God, me with God, all things are possible. Me with God, me with God. Kai, I have a stand like Elijah, so I have a standing call. I have a stand, I have a standing call. I begin to decrease and it's going to pass because I am with God. Patata bakatakata, barakatakataka. Who will I send? Patakabakatia. There's a wisdom coming from my spirit. Who do I send? Paya kataka here. Who do I send? Patakabakato, bakatakabakato. Baratata patua takuate, bakuatakato kutua kakata. Baratua, baratua, bakatakua. Alamo, elekuata, eabatakata. Enough is enough. For plain church, enough is enough. For plain church, it's time for heaven to locate. They need you, they need me to take our place. To bring down the fortress of darkness, ruling in our families. Now we send the rod of the strength. I will send the rod of the center out of Zion. Kai. Shatter. I will send the rod of my strength out of the administrative headquarters. Kapatakapakato. Baratapakato. Iadatatatatato. Shatter. Yaladadado. Can you pray and pray more? Lord, find me as your searcher. Lord, please find me. Find me to end that fortress in my family, to end that fortress in my community, to end that fortress in my church. I wonder, Isaiah was there all this while prophesying. The God was his teaching. Who do we send? Kai. Oh God, I will not be available. I will be searching for men. I will not be available. I will be searching for men. I will not be available. Then you will be searching for men in my family. Ato. Shato, parakatakataka, parakatakataka bakato, ea betuka bakute, abakataka bakataka baho, abalakataka labadia. God is this session. I sought for a man. Now we stand in the gap. Where will God be searching? Why I'm still available? I've been born again for 5 years. I've been born again for 20 years. I've been born again praying tongues. Why will they be still searching? Can't you see me here? Can't you see me here? Jesus. Palendo ko. Alutuka petu takatuka bakata. Apendo. Why will you wait for my children unborn? Why? While I'm still here, why will you wait? Shata, yakata kata kata kata, shakata kapakata, paralukuta kaba, alata kata, yalakata kaba, alakata kata kata, abashata kata kata, abakasa kata kata kata, abakata kata kata kata. Can you pray? It's important. Abashata kata kata. You are in the community, and heaven is searching. Who do we send from this community? Maybe you are from Lagos. You are from Ogba in Lagos. And God is looking for somebody in Ogba. Shakaya. Lord, sent me, Lord. Here am I, to stand as your battle axer in my family, in my community, in this nation, and in nation to the world. Release yourself in the spirit. And bring more. Shabakata, Here am I, Lord. Send me.
Yeah.
miracles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Be focused, be focused, be focused. Don't allow distraction at all. Apa tu akutu, kutu, kutu, kutu. Apa la kapa, palataka pakata, palataka pakata kutata, palataka pashakata kata, pakakata paleta kuate, palataka pashakata kata. Pray more. Shakatabaya. Lord, you will bring us to the place where visions are natural. You will bring us to the place Atapakataba, where hearing you will be natural. I will hear you in the morning. I will hear you in the daytime. I will hear you in the nighttime. I will hear you in the midnight. Lakatuata. Apakataba. Bring us to a point of God where the supernatural will be natural. Ipakapakatabaya. Bring us to a point where the natural life will be supernatural. Alaka pato, panda kapatopa, palata pakatopata, parata pasatua, palata pakuata, palata katakata, patata patata pakata, patata pakatata. I will not struggle to pray. I will not struggle to fast. I will not struggle to give. Ipakapakata. It just flows. It just flows. Ipakapakata. Ipakatakata. I will not struggle to bring water from the very belly of heaven. Ipashakatapa. Apakapakato. Apashakato. Patakatakatakata. I will not struggle to get into the spirit. Patakapa. Patakata. Patakapata. Patakatato. Patakatato. Shadako, pala, patakatakataka. I don't know about you. I am tired of torture. Ebakatakata. I want to see the real. I want to see reality. I want to touch reality. Apakatakata. I want to enter. Ekatakatakata. Ebalagadabaya. 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 Not only see the kingdom. I want to enter into the kingdom. Apakatapa. Patatapa. Patatapata. Aya, Aya. Shaka bakatata. Abalakata bakwata kokata. Baradadadadadadadadadada. Abalakata bakatabadabada. Primo, 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 primo. Badadakatoketwa. Abalakatakatakotakata. Abalakadadadadadadada. Yabadadadadadadadadada. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of the living waters. Abalakatakatakadadada. I want to drink. I'm going to drink. I'm going to drink from the fountain of life. So that when I return back, out of my belly shall flow life. Shall flow life. Abashakato. Ayabatatukata. Baratakata. I'm here to drink. I'm here to drink more. I'm here to drink of you. Aya. Aya kundu atema. Alukundu kuata. I am to drink. I'm here to drink. Better, better, better. Bikata, kata, kata. Shata. I'm here to drink of you. Unless we drink of him, we cannot flow. When we drink enough, we're to flow. Palato Peshakata, Palato Peta Patatata, Patata Pashakatakata. Shadadada, Shabadadadadadadadadada, Shabadadadadadadadadadada, Shabadadadadadadadadadadada, Shabadadadadadadadadadadada, Shabadadadadadadadadada, Apatatata Patokapata. Beta Beshata, Batam Beta Bantapata, Batam Bashapakata, Panta Pantabadabo, Panta Pantabakanaboda, Panta Kapanakanabode, Panta Pantapo, Panta Kapakata, Panta Pashata, Panta Pashakata, Mirata Mirata, Beta Patato, Panta Tapata, Panta Tatata, Beta Patata, Panta Pashata. Shabba da 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 da
For the people that join us the way we are praying, that's why I want to give, open the scriptures so that the baptism of labor may come upon you. Baptism of labor. Labor to enter, to press into his kingdom. Some of you came when the AC is already, it's already ongoing. There was a day there was no AC. There's no tie, but I came when the tie was somewhere here. Doors everywhere. Labor. So we just came into the place of time of glory. Glory of bliss. Glory just coming up. So I want to bring a scripture for you. So we can press in the next 20 minutes. Hebrews chapter 4. There's a place to labor. I read quickly, verse 9. It says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to a dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of joints and of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God we are receiving today came from the womb of labor. I told you yesterday, you must also journey into the realm where the word is coming from, so that you can understand what God is bringing out this season. The present revelation we are hearing as a nation, as a people, came from the womb of labor. Persistent labor. One thing I heard my father-in-law say many years ago, he said, inconsistency lies in power. And this man has been consistent. Labor. I want us to pray, Lord, baptize me with the spirit of labor. We didn't start like this. Labor. So that you will not just enter into the harvest and be to enjoy the harvest, and you forget about where you're coming from. The labor that you need to put into, so that you too can enter. It's a voyage. God has shown us in the spirit. It's a moving train. You might be seeing things physical, seeing beautiful things. No, it's not physical. It's something beyond the natural realm. So if you don't have the baptism of labor to enter into the rest, so I told you yesterday, prayer is not an end. Prayer is a means to an end. This is a place we are going in God. A step a man is born again, he cannot seize the kingdom. Except a man is born of water, he cannot enter. There's a place of entry. When you see, you enter. I want to pray. Say, Lord, baptize me. I don't know about you. Baptize me. You need to labor. Labor in prayer. Labor in fasting. Labor in giving. Labor. I don't want to tell you bombarding about my story. I know where I came from. Came from the backside. Came down here. Come and spend my life with God. I want to pray and say, Lord, baptize me. Be on your feet, everybody, the next 20 minutes. I want to pray, so baptize me. Baptize me. Baptize me. Amen. Amen. See, because of the leaders, amen. So I feel I want to sit down. You can sit down and pray. Amen. But I want to go. Hallelujah. See, the truth about it, if you don't labor, you will not enter it into it. That's the truth about it. Your flesh will want to sit down and take AC and enjoy. Some people will come this and be enjoying it quickly. Don't sit down, problem. But make sure you are praying. Amen. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Lord, baptize me. The contact will be coming to an end today. May as we return back home, our father will not be there, might not be there. The choir will not be there. But you will be left alone. That which you hear, you want to walk into it. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 11. It says, not slothful in business, but fervent in the spirit. Even the apostles, when the disciples were multiplying, a day came, there was trouble, murmuring, and then wisdom came from heaven. Appoint men of honest report, seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and full of wisdom, that we might appoint under the business. The business. Our numbers are multiplying day in, day out. Even our 4,000 we are building, even good enough. 6 months to 1 year, that place will be completed.
the numbers of disciples are multiplying. It's time to gather capacity to labor. It's time to say, Lord, increase my capacity to labor. Oh my God. Increase my capacity, because I in this hall can take is 300. When we enter that hall, 4,000 seats. My God. And overflow. Sharper, but there will be enough work. Can you pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? You are not praying as if you mean it. You are not praying as if you mean it. Can you press? Can you press? Can you press? Shaka bata bata patata. Shaka ta beleba she patata katakata. Pata ba shaka bakata balakata. Labor, baptize me with the baptism of labor. Labor, 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 labor. Patakata, Jesus took the disciples up back to the mountain in a place of prayer. Many slept. He came back and said, can't you watch with me? Just 1 hour, Peter. Jesus labor. We have to labor more. Shabakatakatakata. Baladada badadabado. Shakatakatakata. Can you press? Can you press? Can you press? Shakata tapata, balada da 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 da, shabada da 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 da, ebalata ba shaka da 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 da, enter into your rest, ebakata kada bada bada, ebakata kada bada bada, there's rest in you, there's rest for you in the kingdom, there's rest for you in the kingdom, ebakata balada da da, ebalata bada bada, we have vision of natural, ebakata shaka da bakata kada, abashaka da da da, abashaka da da balakata da bada, we give. Of the natural, in Pata Pasata Patata, Pata Pasata Patata, Epasha Patata Katakata, baptize me, baptize me, baptize me, baptize me. Aya Shakata Patakata. You are not praying the way you pray. Pata balito digato. Parata bashata bata. Pata bashabakata bakata. Palada da 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 da. Palada da bakata bakata kata kata. Bakata kata kata bandia. Even Jesus. Never want people to be busy. Ipakata kata bandia. Jesus. Ipakata bandia. Even people that are fervent. Fervent in the spirit. Serving God. Ipakata kata kata. Shabakata kata bandia. I beat my body. I beat my body. I bring it under subjection. Level. Shada. Baptize us, Lord. Having heard a message like this, it's time to press the disciples of Jesus. They also did the same thing. After they heard the word of life, Bible says they press into it. They press into it. A labor. La patakabada. To enter. No wonder. Bible called the men that turned their world upside down. Because you never enter into the rest. Ibata bakatakata, patata bashatata, patapata bakatata, patapashata polapote. Shada la 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 la. Yeah. level. Maximum level. Shaka kapata. Shaye, Shakayato, Patata Paro, Panadado, Patata Patato, Shabata Pata Patato, Paradadadadadadado, Paradadadadadadadado, Paradadadadadadadadado, Paradadadadadadadadado, keep praying, Patatadadadadada, this is praise, that we enjoy the house, we follow you back to your territory. We follow you back to your house. The same place we pray. God sent you in that territory. Abracadabra. You need to labor. Are you praying? I say, baptize me, Lord. Abracadabra. The grace to labor that this house has gotten. Lord. Abracadabra. In my territory. You make me. You are the God that made this house. Abracadabra. You will make me in my territory, in my family. Baptize me with the baptism of labor. There are diminished rest for the children of God. Their voice made a labor. They enter their rest. They never fall into the same example of those in the book of Exodus. There is an example of unbeliever. Stay in power, stay in grace. That's a baptism. God give us in this place. My 12th year in this ministry, God has baptized me with the same power, the same grace. Can you pray? Can you pray? We have it here. We have it here. Oh, there's ease to pray. There's ease to pray in this house. Can you connect to that grace as you return back to your territory? It will be an ease. Stay in power, stay in grace, stay in ability. We stay there until God shifts. We stay there until God moves. We stay there until God gives instruction. We stay there. Lord, make me. Lord, make me. Consistency. That's where the power lies. Many of you pray today. Tomorrow you are dry. You pray this contact. You will stay dry till the next contact. No. It's consistency. Pray for consistency. They say we pray. Can you pray? Can you pray? Then we'll continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. We'll continue. Patata, lekata, paradada, shadada, paradada, dadada, dadada, radada, shakata, kata, kata. I find consistency in the life of our Father. Ita, kata, 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 kata. Consistency in character. Consistency in being filled with the Holy Ghost. Consistency. And be filled with data and wisdom and vanity and kotokotokia. Consistency in giving, consistency in prayer, consistency. Kai, Shakula. Alototo, Kato, Ato, Katukukutua, Katukotokotukotukoto, Apotokotokotukutua, Atukukutukutua, Kato, Kato, Kotoko, Ato. Ala koto kachata, ala kato konata, ala doku sakwate, ala dapata kwata kwate, ala tatatatatata, yala dana patata, ya kata pata pata sanata, ya, sakata kata, gana dakata kata, sakata dada dada, sana dada dada, sana dada dada, sata kata tata, yala dada dada, sana dada dada, sana dada dada, ya. Yata loto akwate paruta la ta 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 wisdom and the grace of God was seen upon him. Increasing wisdom and in stature. Da 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 Rain the heavens, I'll come down tonight again. Rain the heavens, oh God. Rain the heavens, I'll come down. Let mountains flow down and thy presence. Let mountains and families fall down. Mountains in the nation fall down at your presence. You that caused the water to fall. Rain the heavens and come down yourself. Come down with your power. Come down with your majesty. Come down with terrible things in righteousness. Come down. Rain the heavens and come down to me. Let the windows of heaven be open. The spirit of grace and supplication. Katuna kutua. Elo. Akuato kukutua. Alukutuata. Aladado. Rain the heavens and come down. Chaka You are just going to connect to the last chain. Connect to the chain. Connect to the spirit. Connect. Keep praying. Connect to the spirit. Connect to the moving train. The heaven must come down here tonight. Can you press? The heaven has been kissed. Since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent one taken by force. We are violent tonight for the heaven to come down. Trust in the Holy Spirit to pray more. Keep pressing. The grace of God is here so strong. The grace of pain is in the house. Can you pray longer? In the days of Noah, the fountain of the great deep broke open, and the windows of heaven was open. When Solomon made an end of prayer, a fire came down from heaven. And the glory of the Lord filled the whole house. Can you pray until the heaven is open? Will not stop this prayer until the heavens are open. Until the heavens are rent. When other people were baptized, it came to pass. Jesus also being baptized, and as was prayed, coming out of the water, the heaven opened. He prayed, and the heaven opened. And Jesus prayed, and the heaven opened. We will do more. Because he told us, greater than this, he will do, because I go to the Father. Ring the heavens. I found out in the school of prayer, if you put your heart in the prayer, the strength of God will release. If you continue, grace will be coming side by side. Grace will be coming as you continue. You put your heart must be in the prayer. You put your heart, grace of God will release. Can you pray? Can you set your heart and set your face? And learn that from the school of prayer. If you continue, God will grant you grace, will grant you strength, will grant you ability to pray more. There's a connection. We connect to the realm of God, the realm of the immortal. Well, we stay there until we shift things out of the
Somebody
Lampantos,
We have received a kingdom that cannot be moved. We have received a kingdom that cannot be moved. And you see, when you are dealing with a God that knows, a God that knows, a God that knows, and I said, our God is a God of knowledge, and by Him, actions are weighed. The one we are dealing with is a God that knows. He's a God that is knowledge itself. He's a God that is an enigma. Can we receive grace? Can we receive grace? Lampantos kau lekas kerja prakulekatai. Lampantas kau lakas kerja prakulekatai.
Then we pray. You see, as our father was ministering, it occurred to me, if you look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, it occurred to me that even people that worship Satan, they know that Satan does not accept everything. When Satan makes a demand, say, give me. There are certain things you bring. They said the oracle rejected the sacrifice. Even Satan doesn't accept in anything you bring. But now, we will drop it and say, God, if you don't collect, now your own. So Romans chapter 12 verse 1 is that heavy. That's the type of sacrifice that God accepts. The type of sacrifice that God accepts. Romans 12, verse 1. And then verse 2 reveals that there is something that this God wants to showcase in our life. And that is a kind of good that is not of man. The kind of good that God Himself accepts. So He wants to use our life as a theater. To showcase so that when men look upon you, they can see that God is indeed good. That God is indeed good. I'd like us to pray. I don't know what you heard this weekend. I'd like us to pray. You are going to offer yourself to God again. It's until you have come to a point where you have seen that. That nothing good is in you. Because if you go around churches, you see people laboring to please God. And they don't even know how this God wants to be pleased. They don't know. It's like my brother said, as long as you keep trying to do it, you will wear yourself out. You need Him to help you. You need Him to help you. We are going to pray. We are going to ask. You are going to present ourselves to Him afresh. Lord, accept me. I don't know. Is there anything good in me that you can still use? As my father in the Lord was teaching, my mind went back. I went back in those days when we used to party. Used to go to party. The night you go to party and then you are there dancing. And then he just, I say, hi, Satan has made a fool out of us. He will gather us and clap and then as fools, dancing our life away. Thinking that you are living. I don't know whether Satan has messed you up before. That's how foolish we were. That's how foolish we were. And you see, if you have realized this, Paul said, see, I was among the people destroying this kingdom. I was among the people fighting God. But now, the same place where I used to fight, this, where I used to fight against, the same place that I used to destroy, I am now part of the people that are building it. And I am now out to destroy the kingdom that I once stood for. You see, after all these things that Satan has done to us, if we do not get to a point where we actually do damage, I mean irrecoverable damage to Satan, in your lifetime, a monumental damage that can be traced only to that it was in the days of this man that Satan suffered this thing. I will not die in peace. I will not die in peace. I like us to pray. See, if you still think that there is still something you can do apart from God, then you are not part of what you are saying. Can you offer yourself to God afresh? Say, Lord, look at me. We have not just come to listen to a fine message. Like our father always said that his mandate is to recruit kingdom agents. Kingdom agents. Kingdom agents. People that will stand on the earth and do exactly what God would have done if he were to be here. People that will speak as God. Can we pray? Can you? If you are comfortable sitting down, please. But make sure you are praying. I don't know how heavy your heart is. If there is nothing going on in your heart, after all that you have heard this weekend, then I wonder. Lord, I offer myself to you afresh. Please, take me and use me. Take me and use me. Take me and use me. I am tired of crying. I am tired of complaining. I am tired of moving from one place to another, telling men, look at what Satan has done to me. Look at this thing that Satan has done to me. Lord, I want to stand up. I want to stand against him. I want to stand against him and put him where he belongs. Lord, use me. I offer myself to you afresh. Lenta casqueta pracole catai. Lampantos caulete coscata procale catai. Lord, I offer myself to you afresh. I offer myself afresh. Lord, take me and use me as you please. By all means, I want to please you. By all means, I want to be accepted. I want to be accepted. I want to be accepted. Let me be acceptable. Let me be acceptable. Look upon me with mercy. Look upon me with mercy. Lord, please do not reject me. Do not reject me. Do not reject me. Accept me. Accept me. Accept me. Accept me. Accept me. Lampantos kauleta koskata prokalekata.
For in the day that you come to choose your men, to recruit your men, it is not what we do in your name that we count. It is who we are. It is who we are. Not what we do. Not what we do. Not what we do. Lanta koskata prokalekatai. Lampanta kaulata kaskata prokalekata. Lampantos kauleta koskata prokalekatai. That I may be fit. I may be fit. I may be fit for your use. Lampantos kauleta koskata prokalekatai. Lampantas kata prakalakada. Lampantos kauleta kaskata prakalakada. Lampantas kata prakalakada. Lampantos kalete koskata prokalekada. Lakaskata prakata prakata prakalakada. Lampantos kaleta kosketa prakulekada. Lapakoskata prokalakada. Lampantos kalete koskata prokalekada. Lapakaskata prakata prakata prakalakada. Lampantos kalakasketa prakulekada. Lakasketa prokate prakota prekalekada. Lampantos kaleta kaskata prakalakada.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, the Bible says that God formed man out of the dust of the earth, and then he breathed into his nostril, and then the man became he became a living soul. And then if you go to John chapter 20, the Bible says this was after his resurrection. When he came, he appeared, the first time he appeared before his disciples, the Bible says, he breathed upon them and then he gave them authority. He said, any one sin that you retain, that sin is retained. Any one sin that you forgive, it is forgiven. That's the second time he breathed upon them. And then the third time was is actually in Acts of Apostles chapter 2. When the Bible says that he came as a rushing mighty wind. And then that was when they received empowerment to go out, to take territory. One of the things, the striking things that I heard this weekend is the fact that we conquer with power. And then we rule with authority. Conquering with power. He said, you will receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I don't know where you are in this sequence. Some of you, you are still a living soul. All that you are, it's just a living soul. You are still a living soul. Full of ideas. Very, very prideful of the fact that you are an engineer. The fact that you are a doctor. And you think you know all. You know it all. You think every other person. Go on Facebook. And then hear the kind of things people say. And these people don't even know. Those are the kind of people that the Bible says that they are good to be taken and destroyed. The Bible says he prayed upon them the second time. And then the third time he prayed upon them. And then they received power. Now, these were ordinary men. These men that God dealt with in this manner. Ordinary men. A time came in the life of Peter. Peter, you don't need to. In fact, Peter's schedule became so tight that you can't get Peter. In the days of Jesus, at least people could send to Jesus and say, "Come to my house and pray for somebody." He went to several people's house, but in the days of Peter, his schedule became so tight, such that not everybody had access to Peter, and God anointed him so much, such that even his shadow. If you can at least position yourself where Peter's shadow will pass, you will get whatever you're looking for. These were ordinary men. God empowered them because they gave themselves to the kingdom. They gave themselves to the kingdom. I don't know where you are. I don't know where you are on this map. You may still be a living soul. If you are a living soul, cry that God will empower you. Give you the empowerment to forgive and then to retain sin. Or he will give you the empowerment to take territories. Empowerment to take territories. I believe that the second breath was meant to walk the nature of God into them. You see, we are not known as men of God by what we say. It is who we are. Who we are. Because God will want to showcase his nature. He wants to showcase his character. He wants to showcase his attribute through our life. And he will not accept anything less. I like us to cry as we pray. I don't know where you are on this matter. Can you cry, "Lord, breathe upon me. I need your breath. I need your breath. I am too carnal." The Bible speaks of the Corinthian church. Paul said that you are not behind in any gift. You are a gifted church full of anointing. You are doing so many. There are prophet people that carry anointing. They can see. They can see into secrets. They can dissolve mysteries. Say, "But you are carnal." It means you can be carnal and be gifted. And a carnal man is destructive. A carnal man is an accident waiting to happen. Can you pray? Can you pray, "Lord? Lord, I've discovered that spirituality is not a word that people just use in church. Spirituality is the basic requirement that you must have if you must walk with the Spirit." You must cease to be carnal and become spiritual. Can you pray? Can you pray? I can't hear you. Open your mouth and pray, "Lord, breathe upon me. Breathe upon me. La pantos ka la te ka sketa prokala kata. La kaskata prakata pakata prakula kata. Lord, breathe upon me. Breathe upon me. Breathe upon me. The breath of life. Breathe upon me and empower me. Breathe upon me. Take me beyond my humanity." Lord, breathe upon me. Breathe upon me, Lord. Breathe upon me, Lord. Lord, breathe upon me. Breathe upon me. Breathe upon me. Breathe upon me, Jesus. Breathe upon me, Jesus. Breathe upon me, Jesus. And make a man that I ought to be out of me. Make a man that I ought to be out of me. Breathe upon me, Lord. Let the cost of the broken liquor.
Mighty name we pray. You see, some of you don't understand what I'm trying to do. Some of you came to hear Rema. You have heard a wonderful message. You came to see how a man that knows the scripture connects one scripture to the other. And you like the feeling. You like the feeling. Now, when you listen to an oracle of God talking, he's speaking on behalf of God. When you are listening to an oracle of God speaking, what should be going on in your heart is, what is the entry point into these things that you speak about? How do I enter? Because these things are not stories that you are supposed to go about and then just be telling. These are experiences that every one of us must have for ourselves. Many of us, you are not even convinced about God to the point of making a sacrifice for Him. You are not convinced to that extent. You are not convinced yet. So you need to keep having encounters. You need to keep having experiences with Him. Don't just be okay with that condition. Yeah? Many of you, you have come to a point where you are stuck. You are actually stranded. You don't know what next to do. And some of you, you already know what next to do. You are not just willing. There are other things that look more important to you than what the opinion of God, the option that God has presented doesn't look too wise. It doesn't look too smart to you. So you are just stranded. You are just stuck. You are there thinking, do I do this? What? But it's an oracle. The man you listen to is an oracle of God, and he was speaking on behalf of God. You see, in Mark chapter 12, a scribe came to Jesus, and they asked certain questions, and then Jesus threw the question back to them, and the way he answered, and Jesus looked at him, I think Mark 12, 34, Jesus looked at him and said, "You are not far from the kingdom." But if that was a scribe, somebody that knows the scripture, that can pieces the scripture. And by the time he finished talking, Jesus assessed him, said, based on the kingdom, the standard of the kingdom, this one is not even, it's not at the door yet. But he said, you are not far again. He said, you are not far again. And in John chapter 3, he told Nicodemus, say, except a man be born again, he cannot perceive. It means once you are born again, you begin to perceive. And then if you look at 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 12 down, Peter gave a list. Say, add to your faith this. He gave the list, and then he said, by the time you have done all of this, he said, a mighty entrance will be granted unto you into the kingdom. A mighty entrance. A mighty entrance. Not that you are not far again, or not that you can perceive. You have gone beyond perception. You have actually entered, and the entrance is not just an ordinary one. A mighty one. A mighty one. A mighty entrance. A mighty entrance. You see, if you've not been to Lagos, and somebody goes to Lagos, and then maybe you in the classroom they have taught you about some places in Lagos. You saw the picture in your textbooks and all of that, and they gave a vivid description of how that place looks like. But somebody has gone there to actually experience the place, and then he comes back, and then he's talking about the place. If you too, who just read it, you were just taught in the class, your story and that person's story cannot be the same. He has gone to experience the place. What our Father in the Lord talked about this weekend is not something that he was taught. It's something that he has experienced. And you can actually know what he's trying to say, or what he's saying, when you too come into the experience. It's until you have come into the experience, then you can say, I now know. So I like us to pray. I like you to press. You see, the Bible says that from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God was preached, and every man that heard began. There was a kind of pressure that came upon everyone that heard the preaching of the kingdom, and the Bible says all of them began to press into the kingdom. They began to press. I like us to pray and press. I like you to take on that posture right now. Press into the kingdom. Press with reckless. This is not a. That is. It is because of this reason that we are all here this weekend. And from tomorrow I can rest. But this is the reason why I'm here. So let me do what I'm supposed to do now. So I like us to pray and press into the kingdom. Lord, I press. I don't just want to be close to the kingdom. I don't just want to stop at the level of perception. I want to actually enter. I want to enter. I want to enter. I want to enter. I am always challenged when a man that looks like me stand and then he say, I know the Lord. I'm always challenged. Not every man can talk like that. When will my time come? When will my own time come? When I will stand before the crowd and say to them, I know Jesus. Can you press? Are we tired? Many of you are not praying. Please, If you are tired, you can stand just to help yourself. If you are feeling tired, you can stand just to help yourself. If you are feeling tired, help yourself by standing. Lapatos kauleta kasketa prakulegada. Lapatos kauleta kasketa prakulegada. Lampatos kaulate kasketa prakulegada. La kasketa prakulegada. Lampatos kauleta kasketa prakulegada. Lapatos kate prakota pekata prakulegada. La kasketa prakada prakada prakulegada. Lapatos kaulate kasketa prakulegada. Lapatos kauleta kasketa prakulegada. Lapatos kauta prakada prakada prakulegada. It is men that have died to themselves. Men that have died to self. They are the people that are granted entrance. Men that have died to self. Lord, grant me an entrance. Grant me an entrance. Grant me an entrance. Lord, patos kauleta kasketa prakolegada. Take me from where I am now to the next place where I ought to be. On this journey, on this journey, on this journey, on this transition into the kingdom. Lord, take me from where I am to my next point of call. Lord, I ask that you take me. Take me. Let me not remain. Let me not remain where I am. Lepedos ke legos kada braga lagada. Lanta kaskata prakata pakata prakulegada. La kaskenta protas kola te kaskenta prokalekata. La kaskenta protas kalata kaskata prakalagada. La kaskenta protas kalete kaskenta prokalekata. La kaskenta prakota pekata prakulegada. La pantas kalata kaskata prakalagada. Le kaskenta prokaleka kulagada. La kaskenta protas kola koskate prakulakota. La pantos kaulate kasketa prokalekata. La kaskata prakata bakata prakulagada. La pantos kaulata kasketa prakalagada. Le kasketa prakulagada. La pantos kauleta kasketa prakulagada. La kasketa prakulagada. Lord, I want to experience a shift. I want to experience a shift. Lord, take me from where I am to the next point where I ought to be. Jesus. La kasketa prokaleta kulagada. La pantas kaulata kasketa prakalagada. La kasketa prokate pakota prekaleta kulagada. La pantos kaule kasketa prokate pakota prekalifata. La ta kasketa prakata pakata prakulagada. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hebrews chapter 5, from verse 12. Paul speaking, he said, For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, there is a skill that is required. The Bible says that those who have given themselves to milk, that they are not skillful when it comes to the word of righteousness. You know, we have imputed righteousness and then we have manifest righteousness. A lot of people like to pitch their tent, around that corridor. Imputed righteousness. See, I'm the righteousness of Jesus. It is when you have actually become the righteousness of Jesus, you don't need to say it. People can see it. It is manifest. It is clear. It is revealing. It is revealed through your life. It is on display in your life and people can see. So the Bible says that when you have become manifestly, you know, righteous, then the words that you speak is called the word of righteousness. And then the Bible says it is those kind of people that are skillful. It is those kind of people that have the skill in this kingdom. They are no longer, they are not praying. Say, the Bible says we should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. They have sought the kingdom and they have sought the righteousness of God. And they have become the righteousness of God. And then they are speaking from that point, that standpoint. Praise Jesus. So the Bible says it is those kind of people that are skillful in the word of righteousness. And then the Bible says that strong meat, the strong meat of the word of God, it belongs to those kind of people. They have what it takes to chew the strong meat of the word of the Lord. And then the Bible says that it is those kind of people also that have the capacity to discern what is good from what is bad. For instance, in the story of Joseph, if you were Joseph, after you have gone through all the experiences of being betrayed by your brother, thrown into the well, brought out and sold into slavery, and all of that. If I said somewhere that if I were Joseph, as soon as I became governor, the first action I will take is to trace those guys. I will trace those guys with all the armies of Egypt. I will trace them. These guys that did, this thing to me, let me first of all show them that I am now powerful. But Joseph didn't do that. And then the Bible says that they came to, on account of hunger, they came to Egypt to buy food. And then Joseph recognized them. And then he set them up. And then because of that, they ended up in jail. And then it was while they were in jail that he now disclosed himself to them. And then he told them that they should not be afraid, that he's not going to do anything to them because he fears God. It was not when he was brought out of the well that fear came. It was not when he was in prison in Egypt that fear came. That it was the fear. It means while they were in prison, it's possible that he was contemplating. Let me show these guys now. And then that was when the fear of God came to him. And then by the time the whole process went through, what his interpretation of the whole thing was that they did all these things for evil, but that God meant it for good. That was when he saw the good in the whole thing.